Why, in your opinion, is it so important for you to be resident here in the Eternal City?
Nigeria has had diplomatic relations with the Holy See for 36 years. Thinking back, I think perhaps we should have been resident even 36 years ago. We have a large Christian population in Nigeria of probably about 70 million people, of which over 30 million are Roman Catholics. I think it's absolutely vital that the country keeps contact with the Holy See, who is in charge or looks after 1 billion Roman Catholics in the world. Nigeria playing a very important part in West Africa and Africa in general, I think needs the experience of the Holy See over the years in areas like reduction of religious extremism, interreligious dialogue, and human rights. And I think being resident here will provide us with ready contact with the Holy See on various issues, especially those I have mentioned.
As you say, interfaith dialogue, reduction of religious extremism is an extremely important issue. We saw again just a week ago more attacks by terrorists on a Catholic church. What is your government doing, or what more can it do to try and reduce this extremism and to increase the dialogue between the different factions?
There are challenges, but I think the government is dealing with this in various ways. We are trying to improve security for our people. Nigerians have never been known to be involved in terrorism, and we had the first experience just over a year ago. It will take time to get all the paraphernalia working full swing, but we are doing something. We're also discussing with the various moderate groups, both Christians, Muslims, and other religions, to find a way to work together to keep our country moving forward. 99.9% of Nigerians are law-abiding, honest, and trusting their God. The monotheistic religions we have in Nigeria have a lot of very good people in them, and we are proud of them as citizens. We are talking of a small group that are in the fringes of their various religions that may be creating problems. And we think that working with the Holy Father and other countries in the world, we will overcome eventually.
The Catholic bishops are warning, though, of a rising sense of fear amongst the people, that tensions are at boiling point again. Do you fear that there could be a further increase in the violence before any kind of solution is found?
Well, the basic thing is that we advise those who come in harm's way not to retaliate. It is the responsibility of the government to find those who are causing this problem and to deal with them according to the law. We expect that we will get better at doing this as we put in more security facilities, as well as facilities to get us more information. I am very, very hopeful that we will overcome. I will give you an example. It took the British government 36 years to deal with the IRA. We're only 1 year in this game. I think with time, we will overcome. We're pretty confident about that.
The churches in Ireland, to use your example, played quite an important role in encouraging reconciliation, in helping to overcome the violence there. Do you think the churches in your country should be playing a more important role in pushing for dialogue, in trying to overcome the violence?
Without doubt, Philippa, I think they have an important part to play. But all this problem must not be pushed to the church alone. I think the government has its own part to play. Well, Cardinal designate now, Cardinal Onaiyekan to be by the 24th of November, please God, is very much into interreligious dialogue. His views are very clear on this. I agree with most of them. There may be one or two areas we may have a little bit of disagreement, but essentially I think the point he's made and what he has done so far for the country has been fantastic. Bishop Cooker also is pretty active in things that have to do with interreligious dialogue and reduction of extremism. And basically, I think I still stand by the issue that the main thing is that most Nigerians are law-abiding and do not want to harm each other. They want the country to move forward, get better, and they worry about their daily bread and their daily lives rather than talking about a religion being superior to the other. People should be allowed to worship their religions freely, all religions without exception.
Finally, can you tell us something about your conversation with Pope Benedict yesterday? I imagine you discussed some of this with him.
Well, Philippe, it was an experience, using the terms of my son. It was awesome. It was a delight and an honor to be with the Holy Father for 20 minutes, during which we, amongst other things, he registered his concern about our countries, wished us well, mentioned he would continue to pray for us. And then we discussed about our recently designated cardinal, Cardinal John O'Nyken, as well as our most senior cardinal, Cardinal Francis Arinze, who is away to the United States. He was 80 November 1. And it was altogether pleasant. He wished me well, for the years I was going to be here, and was surprised that a medical doctor had come as ambassador from Nigeria.
We wish you well as well. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.